Very terrific start, congratulations.
Yeah, so pleased for the supporters that we didn't lose today. I would have took a point before the game started, and I certainly took a point at half time. I'm very pleased with the character we've shown. I think it was a typical first day game, boiling hot, both sides struggling for breath. Never going to be a classic as far as the football was concerned. I thought they shut us down and stopped us playing in the first half and done that very effectively. A little bit worried the start of the second half, thought they could have maybe gone two up, and that might have shown our real character. But we did really take the game to them second half, and I thought I haven't seen the pen as in, you know, only watched it as it was. But I thought we deserved something out of the game, and I was delighted to come away with a point.
Taylor, two pens. What did you make of either?
Well, their pen was a definite pen. Paul Owen was holding, so we've got no problems with that. Again, without sounding like Arsene Wenger, I don't know whether he got a toe on the ball or not, the other end. Thankfully, the decision went our way today. And but I thought overall that we deserved a point. I felt that we were very, very nervous in the first half. When you try and play a passing game, the emphasis is on you having the courage to pass the ball. And at times we had the courage to pass the ball, but got shut down and squeezed out of it quickly. They looked a yard quicker and a yard stronger than the teams we played last year. So we're under no illusions that... And in fact, I said to the players, the next two games will be just as hard, if not harder. You know, going to Eastbourne, going to Kettering, they'll be different games, but they'll be very difficult games.
In all honesty, Paul Lorraine's had two headers at the end. Lewis Taylor's had one clear off the line. Are you disappointed not to win today?
No, not really. Overall, I think it was a fair result. I think they look very dangerous on the break. They've got a lot of quality in their side, and that showed today. I felt that the longer the game went on, we come to grips with them and matched them, and even changed to a 4-4-2 to match them right at the end, and Moro laid the ball on for Maney. So overall pleased with all my players, and a long season ahead.
You're not so secret weapon, John Main, on the bench. Supporters would have raised an eyebrow that he didn't start. Was your objective to come in here and shock, bring him on half an hour to go, let him out?
No, not really. I think it's just we picked a 4-3-3 today to stop them getting out through their full-backs, and to a certain extent that worked. What I wanted to do, which we'd done in the second half, was get behind them and get behind their fullbacks. And we'd done that in the second half. We didn't do it at all in the first half, so we just reiterated to the players what we wanted of them. And, you know, they're a very young side. They've got a lot to learn, and I felt at times we looked a little naive, and other times we looked to have that hunger that youth brings, and the excitement that that brings with it. You know, we were 1-0 down, bombing on, trying to get a goal, leaving a few gaps at the back, which I don't mind at all.
Do you anticipate switching between the 4-4-2 and the 4-3-3 as the season goes on?
We'll play three different ways, and I think it's important that we are able to adapt and play different systems. I've got 22 players who are, I would say, have about equal ability, and I'll be giving one or two of them a run out on Tuesday, because some of the boys, the pitch out there, I've been complaining for 2 years about, I wanted it thicker and lusher, and it's like the old Wembley out there at the minute, the ball don't roll on it, and it's, there's a few boys with cramp out there, so.
Pull away your shoulder, Terry?
We're struggling a bit with it, and maybe if he'd have stuck the header in, he wouldn't be in so much pain. But.
It's been a busy week around here. Just glad to be getting on with football, man.
Yeah, I think it'll all calm down. I mean, it couldn't have been a bigger game than Luton at home, with everything that brings with it. I think as a club, we've proved before that we can hold fixtures of full houses, and we do that comfortably. We'd still get another 200 or 300 in here, I'd have thought, for what we had. And the atmosphere was fantastic. It was great. We had a 10% screaming at the end.
What would you say is a realistic target for the season? Is it 7th?
Yeah, we're trying to get the top 10 if we can, and that would be fantastic if we could do that.
John May the ideal person to have in a critical situation like that?
Oh yeah, he's the boy scores goals. I'm so pleased for him because obviously he'd be disappointed at not starting, but if you know Maney, and I've got to know him over the last two or three years, he just accumulates goals out of nothing, so, and long may it continue.
Gives you a selection dilemma for a couple of away games, though. I mean, you're going to set up the same way again?
I don't know, to be honest. We'll have a, you know, we had Luton watch three times, but how effective it was, you know, they're playing against Man United reserves, Peterborough reserves, it isn't the same, is it? Yeah. Now we've had Eastbourne watch, we've had Kettering watch, and they hold a significant different, or pose significant different problems, you know, they're both big size and strong, so we'll have to make sure we've got enough big lumps out there as well.
Are you having to do more work scouting these teams, Terry?
Yeah, we are, but we've got a scouting platform, we've got two scouts who go looking at games, and that side of it we'll have as well covered as anybody else in this league. Thank you, gents.
Thank you.
Cheers.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah. Alright.